Have you ever, read a review for a game, you went ahead and bought it, and then realized the person who wrote that review couldn't possibly have played the game?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think everyone has had that moment.
Right. Like you're struggling with this incredibly clunky combat mechanic, or you're staring at some game-breaking bug, and you just think back to that glowing 9 out of 10 review and wonder, did we even play the same game?
Yeah, you feel totally gaslighted by the reviewer.
Exactly. Well, as of a massive leak on February 26, 2026, we finally have the answer. They didn't play it.
No, it didn't.
Because the person who wrote that review doesn't actually exist.
It's wild. It really is the ultimate betrayal of the reader's trust.
Yeah.
But what the source material reveals today goes so much deeper than just a few fake articles here and there.
Right.
We are looking at a systemic, industry-wide deception that honestly fundamentally changes how information is created and distributed online.
And that is the core of our deep dive today. We've got our hands on this explosive piece of investigative journalism by Tikkun. It was published May 7th, 2026, and it's titled The Dead Internet, The Great Gaming Media Scandal.
Such a good piece.
Oh, it's incredible. So our mission today, okay, let's unpack this. We want to figure out how AI secretly took over major gaming media outlets.
Right.
We'll dive into the mechanics of this terrifying new concept called digital bribery.
Yeah, that part is crazy.
It really is.
Yeah.
And finally, we'll look at what this all means for your ability to actually trust what you read online anymore.
So, to really understand the sheer scale of this, we'll have to look at how the scandal broke in the first place.
Right, because it wasn't some corporate audit or rival journalist, right?
No, not at all. It came from a Reddit whistleblower, just an anonymous user who dumped this massive trove of source code online.
Wow.
And this code proved that for the last 6 months, major US gaming outlets, and we are talking about legacy names here.
Right, like the big ones.
Exactly. Video Gamer, The Escapist, Esports Insider. They had all been using large language models like GPT-5 and Llama 4 to write literally all of their game reviews.
And it wasn't just that they were using AI as a, like a spell checker or an outlining tool.
Right.
This company called ClickOut Media acquired these sites, and they executed this strategy called parasitic SEO.
Yeah, parasitic SEO.
But for listeners who, might not be super deep into digital marketing, how exactly does that work in this context? Like, why buy an old gaming site instead of just starting a new one from scratch?
Well, it all comes down to domain authority. Search engines like Google place a massive amount of trust in older websites.
Ah, because they have history.
Exactly. They have years of backlinks, they have an established human readership, and it takes decades to build up that kind of trust with the algorithm.
Right, you can't fake times.
Exactly. So ClickOut Media realized they could just buy these trusted domains, gut the entire human staff. I mean, people like senior gaming editor Kat Bussell at Video Gamer, she was just fired outright.
Just let go. Wow.
Yeah. And then they use that stored domain authority to rank AI-generated articles at the very top of Google search results.
Okay, so they are acting exactly like a parasite.
Feeding off the host's historical reputation just to, push out all this cheap content.
And what's crazy is they didn't just automate the back end, they actually fabricated entirely fake human journalists to maintain the illusion.
Oh, the personas. Yes.
Yes, they gave them X accounts, they gave them rich backstories, hobbies even.
It's so elaborate.
There was this one fake writer named Brian Marigold, and his bio says he's in quote, experienced iGaming and sports betting analyst with an account set up back in October 2025.
Right, he looked like a totally real guy.
Completely real. Until the whistleblower found the smoking gun.
Ah, the file name.
Yes, the file name. The management at this outlet was so careless, they uploaded his AI-generated profile picture without even bothering to change the file name.
It's unbelievable.
It was literally saved on the server as ChatGPT image October 20, 2025. 115734-AM300x300.png.
Just right there in the open.
I mean, it's like robbing a bank and leaving a photocopy of your driver's license inside the vault. How do you miss that?
Well, what's fascinating here is you miss it because you are prioritizing volume over quality.
Right.
The sheer economic incentive behind that kind of carelessness is just staggering. Let's look at the math the source provides.
Let's hear it.
A human gaming journalist, a seasoned professional, costs roughly $50,000 to $80,000 a year, plus benefits, right?
Right, a livable wage.
Exactly. But to generate a full-length review using an AI system, It costs about $2 in API calls.
$2.
Yeah. The source actually breaks that down to $0.002 per 1,000 tokens.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on, for listeners who aren't like AI developers, what exactly is a token? Are we talking about a word or a syllable?
Oh, right. Good question. So a token is essentially just a chunk of text that the AI processes.
Okay.
In English, a token is roughly 4 characters. So a typical word is maybe 1 or 2 tokens. 1,000 tokens is about 750 words. So when the source says it costs a fraction of a cent per 1,000 tokens, we are talking about generating entire in-depth essays for literally pennies.
Wow.
The total cost reduction from a human writer is 99.997%.
Okay, yeah. That math is, I mean, it's irresistible to a media company that's purely looking to extract profit.
Absolutely.
And it completely explains why they went through the trouble of creating these fake personas like Brian Marigold.
Mm-hmm.
The entire business model relied heavily on trust badges. These sites proudly displayed banners claiming they used, quote, human gaming experts.
Right, because if it just said written by AI, nobody clicked.
Exactly. The SEO scheme falls apart, the traffic drops, and the money dries up.
Which brings us to the actual content being fed to the reader.
Right.
We understand the financial motive of the $2 review, but what does a $2 review actually look like on the page?
Yeah, how does it read?
Well, The Force provides a really fascinating case study from the leak, the review for Resident Evil Requiem.
Written, naturally, by our completely fabricated friend, Brian Marigold.
Of course.
Brian gave the game a 9 out of 10, and I want to read a quote from this review straight from the source. It calls the game a, quote, chainsaw-revving, blood-soaked testament to why we love getting scared stupid.
Wow.
And it goes on to say, while other series limp toward their conclusions, RE9 arrives with the confidence of a tyrant smashing through a brick wall.
I mean, it sounds incredibly exciting, very bombastic.
It sounds exactly like the back of the DVD box.
Right.
But my immediate thought reading this was, you know, if this text is out there, how did readers not instantly realize it was fake?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's just this generic hype, how did it pass the sniff test for 6 straight months?
Well, because it is a perfect example of what the industry is now calling AI slop.
AI slop.
Yeah, and AI slop is incredibly deceptive because, on a surface level, it functions exactly how we expect a professional article to function.
Right, the spelling is fine.
Exactly. It reads flawlessly. The grammar is perfect. It hits every single SEO keyword necessary to rank highly on Google.
Sure.
It projects a very authoritative tone, but it is entirely devoid of actual tactile experience.
Because the AI has no hands.
Exactly.
It can't hold a controller. It can't feel the rumble feature when you get hit. It can't experience that real frustration when a jump sequence fails.
Precisely. And the red flags are everywhere once you actually know what to look for.
Like what?
You have these excessive metaphors, like the pirate smashing through the wall. But there is a total lack of specific bug reports or genuine constructive criticism.
Right.
The source actually contrasts this beautifully with what a real human review of Resident Evil Requiem looks like.
What's the difference?
A human writer will talk about the game's new parry system. They will tell you that they kept dying over and over until they learned to watch for the chainsaw ganado shoulder twitch right before an attack.
That specific visual cue, the shoulder twitch.
Yes.
That is experiential knowledge. You only know that if you suffered through it.
Yes. An LLM cannot produce that because it is just predicting the next most likely word based on a massive beta set of gaming cliches.
Yeah.
It's not playing a game. It's simulating the language of someone who has played a game. It's just an illusion of depth.
But wait, if an LLM is just a predictive text engine guessing the next word, how are they consistently giving these massive AAA games glowing 9 out of 10s?
Yeah.
Why isn't the AI just randomly giving out 5s or 6s sometimes?
Mm.
This kind of takes us from lazy journalism straight into what the source describes as active, sophisticated corporate corruption.
It really does. And this is honestly the most chilling part of the investigation.
Yeah.
The story shifts away from the media outlets and points right at the game publishers themselves, the companies like EA, Ubisoft, Activision.
Big guys.
Exactly. The leak revealed that these publishers are heavily manipulating the AI output, but, and this is key, they aren't paying cash for good reviews.
Right. There are no briefcases full of money being handed over in dark alleys anymore.
No.
Instead, here's where it gets really interesting. The publishers are providing these AI-driven outlets with two specific things.
Mm-hmm.
First, processing tokens, which basically means the publisher is footing the bill for the media outlet's API access.
Right.
And second, training databases. And these databases are just fully loaded with hyper-positive, marketing-approved information about their specific games.
Right. And to understand how insidious this is, you have to understand the context window of an AI.
Okay. Break that down for us.
When an AI writes a review, it draws from a prompt or a database to figure out what it's supposed to say.
Right.
If a publisher hands an outlet a training database that only contains glowing descriptions of the game's graphics and absolutely zero mentions of its game-breaking bugs.
Oh, I see.
The AI literally does not possess the vocabulary or the context to write a negative review. It is mathematically constrained to praise the game.
Wow. So it's like this isn't bribing a food critic with a briefcase of cash.
No. This is secretly seeding the critic memories of how delicious your meal was before they even sit down to eat.
Exactly.
You are fundamentally altering their reality, so they literally can't help but give you 5 stars.
That analogy is absolutely spot on. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, you can see why this is so much worse than traditional bribery.
Yeah, because it's baked in.
Right. Traditional corruption requires a human actor. A human has to consciously compromise their morals, take the cash, and risk going to jail.
And it leaves a paper trail.
Exactly. This new digital bribery is entirely untraceable. It is highly scalable, and legally, it sits in a massive gray area.
Because it's just code.
Yeah. Publishers can just wave their hands and say, oh, we aren't paying for reviews. We are simply providing technical collaboration and compute resources to our media partners.
Wow.
No human ever explicitly agrees to write a positive review. The algorithm is simply manipulated at the foundational level to produce one automatically. And the internal memos leaked in the source explicitly confirm this. They literally call it plausible deniability because it falls perfectly outside of traditional anti-bribery laws.
It's terrifying.
So with this automated bribery running completely unchecked, what is the industry actually doing to fight back?
Right.
The source mentions Metacritic's response once the leak dropped. What happened there?
Well, Metacritic had to act fast. They are the world's largest game review aggregator. Their entire business model relies on the perception that their scores reflect a legitimate, human, critical consensus.
Right. If they lose trust, they have nothing.
Exactly. So Mark Doyle, the co-founder, came out and immediately banned Video Gamer.
Just wiped them out.
Yeah. And he strictly forbade any AI reviews on the platform moving forward. If you use AI, you are permanently banned pending investigation.
But come on. These are massive tech platforms. The source points out that AI detectors tools like GPT-0 are only about 85 to 90% accurate.
Yeah, they aren't perfect.
And we are dealing with GPT-5 now. If AI detection isn't 100%, how can platforms like Metacritic realistically enforce a total ban without accidentally punishing real human writers?
Right.
Surely they have the resources to build a detector that actually works.
Well, the reality is they can't build a flawless detector. And the reason why is rooted in how language models actually work. AI detectors primarily look for two specific things, perplexity and burstiness.
Perplexity and burstiness. Okay, explain those.
So perplexity is basically how predictable the word choices are. AI tends to pick the most statistically common word, while humans use quirkier, less predictable vocabulary.
Okay, that makes sense.
And burstiness is the variation in sentence length.
Oh, okay.
AI writes sentences that are very uniform in length. Humans write short fragments. Then they write incredibly long, rambling, conversational sentences.
Right, we vary our rhythm. So to beat the detector, you just have to ask the AI to be less predictable.
Exactly. All an editor at Clickout Media has to do is prompt the AI with, write this review with high burstiness and high perplexity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the AI just mimics human unpredictability, and the detector is instantly fooled.
That's so simple.
It becomes a permanent cat and mouse game, and the line gets so blurry. What happens when an outlet uses AI to write a rough draft, and then a human lightly edits it?
Yeah, where's the line?
Is that an AI review, or is it human written with AI assistance? It is almost impossible to draw a hard line, technically.
Which feeds directly into something the source covers that I find, honestly, deeply unsettling, the dead internet theory.
Oh, yeah.
Because this used to be just a fringe conspiracy theory on 4chan, like a decade ago.
Right.
The idea that the internet is mostly just bots talking to other bots.
Yeah.
But the source provides the actual statistics for 2026, and it's no longer a conspiracy.
No, the numbers are absolutely staggering. 51% of all web traffic is now generated by bots.
And 57% of all written content online is AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
Over half.
Yes. You have Matthew Plintz, the CEO of Cloudflare, predicting that bot traffic will completely dominate human traffic by 2027.
That's next year.
Exactly. Even Sam Altman at OpenAI has admitted the dead internet theory really isn't far off from reality.
So what does that actually look like in practice for gaming? Like, if the internet is just machines talking to machines, where does the player even fit in?
It looks like a chilling closed loop. Think about this cycle. An AI uses procedural generation to design a video game.
Okay.
Procedural generation, meaning algorithms are automatically creating the levels, the textures, the dialogue, rather than human artists handcrafting them.
Right, it's all automated.
Then a large language model writes the review for that procedurally generated game.
Wow.
Then social media bots on X and Reddit promote that AI review.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, an AI sentiment analyzer processes the quote-unquote player feedback in those comment sections to tell the AI developer how to design the next game.
And at no point in that entire cycle did a human being actually do anything meaningful.
Zero human participation.
Knowing that the system is this broken and that we are spiraling into this sort of bot-to-bot loop, who is actually paying the price right now?
Well, the source outlines the immediate victims pretty clearly. First off, gamers.
Obviously.
A 2026 survey in the source says 68% of gamers now trust user reviews over professional pros.
Which is a total flip from a few years ago.
Completely. Then you have the real journalists,
yeah,
replaced by $2 API calls and forced to sign strict NDAs just to get their severance so they can't even warn anyone about what's happening.
And you can't forget the indie developers. They are massive victims here.
Oh, huge victims.
A small independent studio cannot afford to give an outlet thousands of dollars in API processing tokens as a quote-unquote technical collaboration.
No, they don't have that kind of budget.
Right. They don't have the capital to legally bribe the algorithm, so their handcrafted, beautiful games just get ignored while the AAA publishers algorithmically buy their 9 out of 10s.
Exactly. And even the reputable outlets, the big ones that are trying to do it right, are struggling to survive.
Yeah. The source mentions IGN.
Right. IGN's editor-in-chief pointed out that they are spending $5 million a year on human journalists.
$5 million.
Meanwhile, their parasitic SEO competitors are spending maybe $50,000 total on AI.
That's insane. I look at those numbers and I just don't see how humans compete.
It's tough.
The source lays out three distinct future scenarios for gaming media. But given that math, I feel like we're heading straight for scenario three, right? The pessimistic future.
Well, the source gives scenario three a 20% probability.
Okay.
That is complete AI dominance. By 2028, 85% of all content is AI, and the dead internet is fully realized.
See, with a $5 million versus $50,000 budget deficit, how do we avoid that? Tech moves so much faster than we do.
It does, but, you know, this raises an important question. I don't think a doom loop is guaranteed just yet.
Okay, give me some hope.
The source outlines scenario one, the optimistic future, with a 30% probability.
Mm-hmm.
This involves heavy regulation. The EU's Digital Media Authenticity Act comes into play. The FTC gets involved in the U.S.
Okay, government stepping in.
Right. Outlets are legally required to use human verification badges, so transparency wins out. Under this model, AI is strictly restricted to being a tool for translation and summarization, not for critical analysis.
But, I mean, relying on government regulation to save tech journalism feels a bit naive, doesn't it? Things move too slow.
Yeah, it does feel a bit optimistic.
The realistic path has to be somewhere in the middle.
And that is scenario two, which the source deems realistic, with a 50% probability.
Which is what?
Coexistence. AI does the quick SEO-driven summaries for the casual readers, the people who just want to know if a game runs well or how long it takes to beat.
Right.
But humans still do the core, nuanced reviews. The market essentially self-regulates. If you want real human insight, you pay for a premium subscription to places like Giant Bomb or Digital Foundry.
So journalism basically becomes a luxury good.
Essentially, yes.
Right.
But it goes beyond just consumer protection, right?
Right.
It's really about the loss of gaming culture itself.
Yeah.
Gaming journalism was never meant to just be a sterile buyer's guide telling you what product to consume next.
Exactly.
It was a shared cultural experience. It was about passion and discourse and community.
Yeah.
The true cost of this race to the bottom isn't just that you might accidentally buy a bad game. It's that the human passion that makes the medium so special is being stripped out.
Replaced by just math.
Replaced by a hollow simulacrum optimized for engagement metrics. If we lose the human voice, we lose the culture.
So what does this all mean? That is the heaviest takeaway from this whole deep dive.
It really is.
But before we leave you feeling completely helpless against the algorithm, the source does provide a smart gamer's guide.
Yes, there are things you can do.
Right. Real actionable things you, the listener, can do right now to navigate this landscape. First, look for those human verification badges. If a site won't tell you exactly who their writers are, do not trust them.
Absolutely.
Second, read critically. Look for specific bugs or mechanical details in a review. Like, look for that chainsaw ganado shoulder twitch level of detail.
Look for the struggle.
Exactly. Generic hype is a huge red flag.
And you can also use technological tools to fight back. The source actually recommends installing the AI warning for Steam browser extension.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it automatically flags likely AI reviews while you're browsing the store.
And honestly, just do a little investigating yourself. Check the file names of profile pictures. Run a reverse image search on author bios.
Be a little skeptical.
But most importantly, support real, independent journalists with your wallet.
Yes, that's the biggest one.
If you find a human writer you genuinely trust, subscribe to them, back their Patreon, share their work with your friends. Voting with your wallet is really the only way to make the $5 million human budget sustainable against that $50,000 AI budget.
I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder today, building on everything we've analyzed from the source.
Okay.
We talked about that closed loop, the AI designing the game, reviewing the game, promoting the game.
Yeah, that terrifying loop.
If the current trajectory holds and that loop continues to tighten, are you, the player, even the target audience anymore?
Wow.
Or in this new ecosystem, are human gamers just becoming the necessary temporary data points used to power the next generation of algorithms?
Are we just the credit card swiping at the end of a conversation between two machines?
Exactly.
That is a haunting thought to leave on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the source material. Stay curious, stay critical, and we will catch you next time.